for Sunday's game in Duburg. These are our final thoughts. Mike, what's at stake?
Well, I say it's the depth chart at offensive tackle. David Bakhtiari, the starting left tackle for the Packers, has been out all week with a sore knee. Don Barkley's going to replace him at left tackle. Now, Barkley played that position in college, but all of his NFL action in games has been at right tackle. He hasn't even really practiced much at left tackle until this week. So the Packers are maybe going to find out, is Don Barkley the true number two left tackle on this team? Or if something were to happen to Bakhtiari in the regular season, would they flip Brian Bulaga over there from the right to the left side?
And I say it's the depth chart at cornerback, especially as it pertains to the young corners. Demarius Randall missed the game in New England due to a groin injury.
Right.
And we expect him to play in Pittsburgh, right?
Absolutely.
So now we're going to get a look at Quentin Rollins and Ladarius Gunter, both of whom had good games in New England.
Yeah.
With Demarius Randall, we got a little competition going on here, I think, in Pittsburgh tomorrow among the three good-looking Wookiee cornerbacks, and I think we're going to start to get an idea of where they fit in their quest for playing time. Mike, who's Yin's players to watch?
Well, we already talked a little bit about Demarius Randall and Don Barkley, so I'm going to go a little deeper into the depth chart. I'm going to say keep an eye on sixth-round draft pick and rookie tight end Kennard Backman from University of Alabama, Birmingham. He started to flash a little bit in practice this week on the scout team, making some catches down the seam from Matt Blanchard and Brett Hundley. He might be one of these rookie guys who's starting to find his way a little bit and settle in at a tough position, and the Packers are going to need some depth at tight end, so I say keep an eye on him.
Mike Pinnell is my player to watch. I thought he was the best defensive lineman on the field last week in New England, and I think he has a chance to take a run at a starting job on opening day. If the Packers are going to be depleted on the defensive line for the first three games of the year, certainly the opener.
The opener for sure.
Then we got Mike Daniels at one end and probably B.J. Raji at nose tackle.
Yeah, right on the nose.
Then the way I see it right now, Mike Pinnell is in competition with Josh Boyd for the other end position.
Probably for that next spot, yeah.
So if he has a good game tomorrow, I think he is in the running for some significant playing time on opening day. Mike, the Packers win if the Steelers play their frontline people deep into the game. This is their third preseason game, by
the way.
Yeah,
that's right.
And the Packers are able to get a lot of good talent evaluation of their young players against frontline players. And if that talent evaluation is good on defense, that's a big win.
Yeah, I would say so. The other area where there are questions is on special teams. So I'm going to say the Packers win. If they get a look at this kickoff return that ranked second to last in the league last year, New England, you know, just hit touchbacks. The Packers didn't really get a look at Ty Montgomery as their new kickoff returner. Mike McCarthy talks about always wanting to hit all the situations in these preseason games. He hit fourth downs and two-point conversions and all that in New England last week, but no kickoff returns. The Packers want to get a look at Ty Montgomery and find out if he's the guy. So with that, we'll sign off on final thoughts for now. Invite you to stay tuned to Packers.com during Sunday's game for quarter-by-quarter updates. Ask Vic Halftime, send in your questions to this guy right here. After the game, we'll be live streaming the post-game press conferences. And then after that, all of your stories and locker room videos right here on Packers.com. Thanks for watching, everybody.